Simin Chavav Sivbeis. We started Hilchos Kedushin last week. We learned the rules of Ein Adam Ma'aseh B'Yaseh B'Yaznus. I guess the side of what we learned is that you don't always say Ein Adam Ma'aseh B'Yaseh B'Yaznus, but the it depends on the circumstances, but one of the cases which will come up again today, the original case was the case of the Mishnah, a divorced couple, one Imei Bapundiki. They spend the night together in a in an inn, and they are witnesses that we say that there's probably a Bia, certainly a Bia, and you don't know it's a Bia, it's a Bia, it's a That's what we discussed in Sif Aleph. So we go to Sif Beis. So Beis is a member of Rav Huna. The Gemara, first at Gimel Amid Aleph, and then again in Hey Amid Aleph, in the first parak of Kedushin. So since in the days we used to go to Yeshiva, we got to Gimel Amid Aleph, so we probably heard of Rav Huna. Today they don't necessarily get to Gimel Amid Aleph, so it's not... I asked one boy where they're holding. He said, in the box. I said, in what box? The first word in the Masechta has a box. So they're in the box. The Mishnah, it's an incredible thing. The Mishnah says that B'shloshim drachim yishal niknis, because of B'shtar ubiyah. It couldn't be clearer. The Mishnah says there are only three ways. And Rav Huna says there's a fourth way. A fourth way called chuppah. Now, don't confuse chuppah with nisuin. There's kiddushin and there's nisuin. Right, kiddushin is the first step of marriage, which is keser shtar ubiya. After kiddushin or erusin, the couple still, each one still lives in his parents' home or her parents' home. Kiddushin in the time of Chazal was something similar to getting engaged. In modern Hebrew, arusa is a woman who's engaged, but it's not really the same because she's neshes ish al pi halacha. Not engaged, but by kiddushin. So there's kiddushin, and then there's nisuin. Nisuin is chuppah. There's no shayla. Nisuin. Once a woman has kiddushin, she still lives in her parents' home. After she has nisuin, then kicks in sherek sfaina and support and everything else. The question is, if chuppah could do kiddushin. So Rav Huna comes along with a Kal V'Chaimer, which I want to discuss later. But Rav Huna's Kal V'Chaimer is Umadach Kesef, which is not Geimer, which can't complete the marriage. Is Maschil, it can start it. So Chuppah, which is Geimer, Chuppah, which can complete it, certainly Chuppah could be Maschil. So Chuppah could do the beginning of the marriage. And therefore he holds that chuppah could be good for kedushin. This is Rav Huna's shita. So the Gemara says, "Yana dereisha lemutamai." It says, "So b'shush davar misha niknis lemutei chuppah." But the Gemara says, "Rav Huna lemutamai." Rav Huna doesn't agree. It's ma'at chalu chuppah. The Gemara says, "Lema'at chalipin." But Rav Huna holds that the Mishnah says the three limudim that are direct, that are straight from the parasha. And there's another one called chuppah, which is the result of a kal v'chaimer. It's not a pasuk. Now, it goes against the grain to say that a mishnah everybody knows, b'shloshim drachim yishal niknis, has a fourth kinyan called chuppah. But that's Rav Huna's shita in the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch here brings a machlokes of l'chayshish Rav Huna, which means la'halacha to a b'shai l'mineshes ish. That were actually archaishish for Rav Huna's shita. Let's see it inside, and we'll discuss Rav Huna's shita. Okay, so we'll discuss in a few minutes. In the Pesachei Tshuva, what's the definition of chuppah according to Rav Huna? According to Rav Huna. So, what is the definition of chuppah according to those not like Rav Huna? So, in general, in Shas, it doesn't tell you what chuppah is. So I mentioned in the past, there are five shitas in the Rishayim. If chuppah, let's see if I can remember all of them. Chuppah is either a canopy, what we call chuppah. The Rabbah holds it's the Yichud rule. the Rishayim hold is the Badekin, the woman is Badekin under the Chuppah. The Rishayim will hold it's spreading a talus over the two of them, which is what the Svardim and the Yakis do. For us, the Kirafecha al Amasecha, it says in Rus. And the Ron holds it's going home to live in the same house together at night.
So if you live in the same house as Chuppah, how is it different? According to Rabbuna, how is it different from Kiddush Biyah?
Because you don't have to have Biyah. By Kiddush Biyah, by Kiddush Biyah, there has to be a Biyah. Going home doesn't mean Biyah. It means.
You made it, it's the same. It's
okay, it's not Pasha Chuppah needs aid, it's the Kiyume. The Prophet of Halacha doesn't need. It's all right. Look, the question.
Last week, if they go home, it's kiddush.
All right. So let's look now like the Ran. I tell you, you have a kasha. You can't show up a Gemara from a kasha. What are you going to do? It's Lamaisa, as Peladik as it is. There is such a shita, Rafuna shita, and look what it says in Shulchan Aruch now. Rashi. Can take place. Right. But here, we mentioned last week, there's a day that the Sukkot tables a Kedushin. But this Shulchan Aruch is when they want to only do Kedushin. All they want to do is Kedushin. They don't want to do the Sukkot. It's true. We mentioned last week the Maisa de Rashi, the Mordechai, that if you do the Sukkot first, it could be first. But that the Nisun is like hanging in the air. When you do Kedushin, the whole thing is a skal. But here we're talking, they want to do Kedushin. They don't want to do the Nisun. All they want to do is Kedushin and doing Chuppah L'shem Kedushin. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Im hichnas isha l'chuppah, eina miskadeshes, b'kach, the first sheet in Shulchan Aruch is not a Kedushin. The Yeshayimrim shehu safik. Very funny. Notice, even the Yeshayimrim says it's a safik. No, it's a suffix. If we pass it like a sheet, then that's a suffix. And Shulchan Aruch brings it. But he lives after Simon Nun Hei. And Nun Hei is going to define it. But it says, Simon, what's Chuppah? So I guess here he just leaves out what Chuppah is. I would rather he brings it here, but Lamaise he doesn't.
Would be good. Well, then, if it's Chuppah, the condition would be the suit at the same time.
So the Marsha on the Gemara says the following. There's no question, if they only want to do Kedushin, that it's only Kedushin. The Marsha says that the Gemara means you could do one chuppah for both. May umay hai chuppah, may hai chuppah. Why should you do two chuppahs? In the Pesachei Tshuva here, brings a Shara Melech who disagrees. It says you need one chuppah for Kedushin and one chuppah for Nisun. So he deals with it. But there's a machlokes if it means two chuppahs or one chuppah. But our discussion today is just the kedushin part. If they do chuppah l'shem kedushin, whether they're married or they're not married.
He tells her.
Yes. The question is it chal? He says, "Harif nesli b'chupazu," and the question is it chal? Okay, whatever amir is necessary, he did. Chup is nesuin, or when it's kedushin. Nesuin, you all know that we know you have a day yichud, but the Sameach says that it's a machlokes. He brings two of the brises of the. He brings a machlokes, two of the brises, and like the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, and the not common brises. He brings a machlokes if it needs. And most achrayim explain that the suin doesn't need.
So then you wouldn't have chuppah, would not be, you wouldn't have a kavachayim, because chuppah is without edikume, but kedushin needs edikume.
Well, it's not chuppah that doesn't need, it's the suin that doesn't need. Okay. The suin that doesn't need kedushin. Kedushin needs on the way Pnei Yeshua explains. Pnei Yeshua in the third parak in Kedushin, the way he's masber is why do you need Eidus L'Kiyumei by Kedushin? We learn Eidus Dovah Dovah Mimamin. Why? He says because by Kedushin you make her an Eishes Ish. What is making a reishis ish? It's nafkamina to the world. That's the only real nafkamina. He and her were mutter before and mutter after. Making a woman a reishis ish is an issa to the world. So Pnei Yeshua says it's a svara. You can't make a woman usa to the world, and it's impossible for the world to know about it. You make her usa to the world, and nobody in the world can know about it. So you need edis l'kiyume. You need edis. Now, the edis may not tell anybody, but it has to be possible for the world to find out. That's how it's something like a mechav ifnei shnayim, chav islay, that we assume the world will get out. So Yeshua says that you need edis l'kiyume, so the world should know she's an eshes ish. That's by kedusha she becomes an eshes ish. By nesuin, there's no nafkamina to the world. It's only him and her that he's mechayev mizayin yisrael. He's matin nidareha. All the other.
How can I have a kavuchena from nesuin to kedushin if nesuin doesn't need edik yume?
Let's think it through. We're saying kedushin can't be geimer. Even with edik, it can't be geimer. I could do kedushin with edim. So. Chuppa, which could be geimer, I mean chuppa could be geimer without eidim. It can't be masa without eidim. I don't know. The kash is a good kash. Let's look in your notes. And, I have a kabbalah from my rebbe from Rabbi Chazan. If you think of a good kash, you heard it many years ago, and you it's just being reawakened. You have to remember the teretz though.
What exactly is kedushin? Is it with eidim? Is it the
kedushin is with eidim.
You
have three ways to do kedushin. Kedushin is giving a ring, or giving a shtar, or doing bia l'shem kedushin in front of two witnesses. The brachas, you have to have brachas, but it's not ma'akiv. Brachas are never ma'akiv. So it's the giving of the ring, and her agreeing to take it. She has to agree. You can't force a woman. So you need daita, and you need two witnesses. It could be a ring, it could be shtar, it could be bia. So we have here the tumult about whether it does kedushin, and it's also a very awkward shita, because the mechaber said one shita it's nothing, one shita it's a safik. Like, I would think it's like a sveksveika. It's a safik if it's a safik. But the mechaber brings it. It can't mean that he brings it and there's no consequence. So let's go through what it says here just to illustrate it. Halacha Lamaisa always helps illustrate things. I'm going to get shortly to a Chuvis Rabbi Kivega, which I brought. Rabbi Kivega had a Maisa. A lot of the biggest Kiddushim in Dine Kiddushim happened by Kiddushim Derech Schaik. When someone's Makadish, a woman, and as a joke, we have a Psak Halacha. From one of the letters of in back of the Rambam that Rama Paskins like that we're not mevatel kedushin derech schaik, even though they were joking around, we're not mevatel kedushin. We're always chayshish that maybe deep down they wanted a kedushin. We're not just mevatel bum din espalma. We have such a psak from the Rama. So a lot of gedolei Yisrael. Tshuvas. I always feel that the Gadol HaDor of every generation has to have at least one tshuva on Kedushin Derech Schaik. So it makes its way, to some Seifer, Rabbi Kivega, and Ramesh has one from Europe and one from America. He has separate letters on Kedushin Derech Schaik. The Maisa of Rabbi Kivega, I want to tell you the Maisa, learn what it says on the page, and then get back to it, just to illustrate. The story of Rabbi Kivega was that there was a... like a lo yutzlach, a homeless fellow in town. And some boys, they wanted a check for him. So they told her, there's a girl that wants to marry you. He's very excited. The girl wants to marry you. And they took him, and they took two candles. And they walked him down the aisle, and they walked the girl down the aisle, and they fashioned the chuppah. And they did a chasana. Anashim Ratzel is, this is in the second Chelech of Tshuvas, Rikivega, Tshuva Nunhein and Vav. Ratzel is Leitzeis by. They wanted to make Litzanis with him. Yigidu Lai, Shiesh Kanisha, Shereitzel, Linase Lai. Right? Vakach Asu Maisel Litzanis Anal. And then they did He definitely meant it.
She was playing along with it.
And she was playing along with it, yeah. So he says, Abasula, he writes her name, Gittel Bas Rav Hershleib. I don't think Rav Hershleib was happy with the Jews of the Gidei came out. But anyway, this Gittel Bas Hershleib, the Shenkai is, I don't know what a Shenkai is, it's the Yiddish word. And so this Remendel, this man says, he said, okay. And the Vahalach L'chupa, the Kitcha B'Tabas, Matanav Naslahazah. That's the first thing. You can't do Kiddushim Taslahazah. You get B'Kashu L'Tahinav B'Tabas. So someone said, you use it and then give it back to me. And Matanav Naslahazah, Shayla Ramesha, Shishalai Atabas, Tachas L'chupa, B'Ftei Akala. The Higit, Tachas L'chupa, Shu Matanav Naslahazah. Vayisham Harbe Yedim. Besula Tayenes, Shuhoya Shikr. Russus is lightest by me, kisses her Aisha. He wanted to make a joke. She put on, I guess it was a veil. Halachti, he's quoting her. Halachti ima lechupa. Hivichu aisi kenog. Ulaachar chupa hab min em getanzt. Kiddushim hab ich nish genomen, she said. I never took it. Yakol is chayk veina. I never meant take it. Takas chupa lo katabas ramesha now of an ish mekadish geben. She said, Aisha, I wish you to be together. They weren't such Tamil Chal. They didn't do a Yichud, apparently. You know Rabbi Kivega's dad? He says that the Kedusha Kesef is not a Kedusha. But they did Chuppah. But my said they did Kedusha Chuppah. And we pass Kedusha Chuppah needs... everyone agrees, she said, that they did Kedusha Chuppah. And the Domei Thomas Lahazar and Kedusha Chuppah. So Rabbi Kivega, as part of his tshuva, goes into, here you have a case... where we have a couple that did a ring, but the ring was no good, but they're under the chuppah.
It was
the shame. Okay, that's part of his need then. If you shame one, you do another. It's a fascinating lumdish of Kivega. Once you get to Kivega, it's going to be hard to get back. So let's just do what it says here in Simbeis, and I will see. In Simbeis, there's not much in the way of... the Farshim here on the page, except in the Pisrei Tshuva. Pisrei Tshuva brings a Shar HaMelech. It's hard to read in the copies. This page is very cramped. But in just the very beginning, it's of Katan Gimel, Yashem Shosafik, Sefer Shar HaMelech, Perek Gimel, Chazishas, he has a Kunshus Chuppas Chasanim. So he quotes Sif Aleph, Sif Beis, Sif Gimel, and later Sif Dalek. We're just on Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel. Sif Aleph Herich Binyan Zeh Lechiyash Gam Das Rashi Da Halacha Karavuna Kedas Rabbeinu Chananel V'Gam Atur Nira Shadaita Zal Halacha Shadivrei Rabbeinu Chananel Api Shorosh Zal Aviv Leishmiyalei Yadur Rabbeinu Chananel Yiu Choshlei V'Meyash Shekein Vadei Shekein Roi Lohiris. So Sif Aleph, he says, you have to be Chayshish for Ravuna. Okay, Sif Beis Kosah Shamelech in his Sif Bey says, "Afilu Rafuna loy kamer ela dechupa kaina l'shavi arusa, v'loy shugayim l'shavi nisuin." Not like the Marsha. He says one chupa does kiddushin without nisuin. Chenu dashal chus from Yeshua. Udolay kamarsha b'shmaitzin shkaz Rafuna b'shem shekaina kagaimra. Afetchilin deseinai. And now we menu divrei taisis perakabal yivimtai. You need a get. There's no suffix. He doesn't have to support her. So again, Aleph was Chayshish for Ravona. Beis is that it only does Kedushin. Shabbosiv Gimel Kasab V'ma'ashon Onu Chayshon Sarsu Bein Chananel to be passed like Ravona. Lam Davka Bibsula Hu Adin Lam Bibsula Adin Kein Elo Hu Adin Balmana. The sheet of the Rambam is that you're not married to an Amana, there's no Nisu until Bia. Chuppah is not enough. That sheet is a Rambam. So he says, maybe there's no Kabbalah Chaymer, even though he Kalamifrach, etc. What's important is Siv Dalid, skip two more lines down. Misham Siv Dalid, Lakar Binyan, Kitchay de Chuppah by the Nida. Yeshlachasu Kiddush. Here's very important, because all the Schei cases, she's a Nida. And what's a Shaila Benida? One of the Sheetahs in Yichud is Yichud Aray Labia. And she's not Roy Labia. So the question is whether a Chayshish. What? He's going to be. So the question is if that's enough. So, what? Oh, so that's the thing. The Kavachaymer is from the Suin to Erisin. And the Suin, like the Ram the Israel Abiyah, so maybe from the Kavachaymer, this should also be. Okay, this is the four pieces. Number one, Chayshish Ravona. Number two, it does Kedushin and not Nesuin. Number three, even Be'amana with Chayshish. Number four, is Safik, he doesn't paskin. If a nida needs or doesn't.
A yichud with a kala who is already married is not.
She's a shesish, she's nothing. What do you mean?
Since she would have been married already.
Previously married.
Albana. A regular woman. They're not supposed to stay together, right?
That's right. A second.
But on a second marriage, they can't stay
together. Second marriage, they can't even do a chuppah with a nida. On a second marriage, she's not supposed to be a nida at all,
right?
Because you need Roy Levi as Ma'akim, according to everyone. You can't. By a besula, she can have chuppah even if she's not Roy Levi.
Right.
Except with the Rambam. But we pass that Roy Rishayim. By a second marriage, it has to be Roy Levi.
So in this case, is when she
came after the hukum.
What's the case here?
Like, his fourth suffix, his third suffix is Almana. That's one. The fourth suffix. By Basula.
No.
Yeah, the third suffix is does it work by Almana? Because Chuppah will work by Almana. They need, she's not a Nida. The fourth suffix is whether Nida Bechlal is Ma'akiv on the whole thing. Shabbos if that is going to. Any second marriage. Okay, anyway, a second chuppah. You do a second chuppah. The Marsha Tait is my only high for my chuppah, but they all know. Yeah, you just like the Layel of Labam and Adin. Yes, can you do that? You do one and one. So there are a few in Yonim here. Let's go first. Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager has two tshuvas, and the like I said, a lot of the Spitz Lomdis of Inyani Kedushin come from these tshuvas. Like Derech Agav Kamat, they come in. One of the Nidainim of Rabbi Kiva Eger is, if you do one Kiddushin, in his story, the man was serious. There's no Shaila, the woman is a Shaila. The man meant to be Mekadosh with Kiddushin. The Kiddushin is not Chal, it's Matar Slahasa. What about the Chuppah? He didn't mean Chuppah. Kiddushin needs Das. The Kler is, if you have das for one kinyan, and it's eight a mile, that kinyan for whatever reason doesn't work, but at the same time you're doing a second kinyan, which is a kinyan a mile, but the mind of the person, it needs das. The mind is for the result, but not the method. I think that's called in Yeshiva terms, kinyan mile, kinyan shein a mile. Someone who does simultaneously a kinyan that works and a kinyan that doesn't work, whether Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shein Mayel works or not. Now, Rabbi Kidega talks about this in Choshen Mishpat. It's Pirushan Bab Metzia in a number of places. This is a Rabbi Kidega Klara. The original case that the Tumul stems from is a Mishnah in Bab Metzia, Daf Yudah Yud Aleph. The Mishnah there has a case where money spilled out in the street. It's Hefka money, whatever, however that happened. Money got spilled out. It was a laying all over the street, and it's hefker. So a person went, and he wanted to grab it. How much could you grab in one shot? You know, and they throw a pekalach. How many pekalach you grab in one shot? Everyone's going to get some. So he had a great idea. He went and he laid down on top of the money. They said, "I'm cleaning it by laying down on top of it." That's what he said. There's no such kinyan. You can't be kinyan things by laying down on top of it. So it can be kinyan. So the question, all the Rishayim may ask, but it's talking in a simta, it's talking, you're kinyan with Dalar Amis. A person can be kinyan in the Nushasarabim, Tzidei Nushasarabim, by just being in the Dalar Amis. Now he didn't know that. Had he said, I'm kinyan whatever's in my Dalar Amis, he would have been kinyan. But he was kinyan by laying down on top of it. So that's the Shas case of Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan She'ena Mayo. Which is the Shas case where he did a Kinyan She'ena Mayo by laying down on top of it. And at the same moment, he was doing a Kinyan HaMayo that, at the same moment. So, as Farish, so now we can figure it out. It's the Farish and Gemara. That's what we're Farish. Rishayim argue. So Rishayim argue. The Mishnah says it doesn't work, but Nebuki Yosef says the reason it doesn't work is because Dalar Amis is a kinyan de Rabbanan. They only made the kinyan of Dalar Amis when you want to be kind of the Dalar Amis. It's clear from the Nebuki Yosef, Nebuki Yosef says this, that by two regular kinyanim it would work. And Rabbi Kiva Ege Shita in Chayshu Mishpat is that kinyan mayel kinyan she'ena mayel works. If you're mechavin for a kinyan that doesn't work, at the same time you do a kinyan that does work, that it's chal. Over there, the Muki Yosef says, when the second kinyan is a kinyan derabanan, and you're mechavin d'abishu sarabim, it only works if you're mechavin for the d'abishu sarabim. But outside of that, the kinyan shita chayshavishma, the kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel, does work. That's a shita throughout. And the shal is by kiddush.
Shaul and David, Makadosh Beruta and Milva, Datala Milva, Datala Pluta. So we see.
Okay, so I'll tell you.
It's not a medrash. I mean, the Gemara discusses that.
Yeah. So the Gemara discusses even without Shaul. The Gemara is a machleik is Makadosh Milva Pluta. It is the Kudeshes or not the Kudeshes. So there it's a little different because Makadosh Milva Pluta by David and Shaul. Shaul owed David money. He said, whoever kills Goliath is going to give him a high rav. And double is Makadish with a pruta, with the Arles Plishtim that is Shver wanted. He says, Makadish with Messiah Arles Plishtim. So Shaul Paskin that they're not married. Makadish Milva Pruta is not Makudeshis. Because Daita Milva. And double Paskin, Daita Pruta. So they had an argument if they're Makudeshis. There, it's different. There, the pshat is, she wants to be Mekudeshes with a certain amount of money. She don't want to be Mekudeshes with a pruta. Most women, they don't want to be Mekudeshes with a pruta. Mekudeshes with something respectable. So, she thinks she's being Mekudeshes with a high rav. David gave her a high rav. So, Mekash Milva pruta, if Daita a Milva, if Daita Pruta, if she knows that the Kedusha Shal with the Pruta, of course it works. If Daita Amilva, then it doesn't work because she wants a certain amount of money. She would never agree to the Pruta. That's why it won't work.
Remember, Kiva Ega's case, she probably doesn't want
the
Kedusha, even though he thinks it's getting.
But you have to remember, we this whole of Kiva Ega is based on the Chuvas Maimini that Rama brings, that we're not mabatal kedushin because of umdin of schaik. We're not mabatal kedushin because of umdin of schaik. I want to tell you something. The Rama says, a lashon, that you don't know seif daita. I once had a maisa with a girl here in Flatbush. She came to our house, and she's starting to date. And she's a prim girl, but in high school she was in yeshiva Flatbush. She wasn't where she is now. And she said that when she was in, I remember, 9th or 10th grade, a boy gave her something and said, Hari, I'm a Kudeshesli. And there were people in the room. The Eidim, if the Eidim was Shemir Shabbos, was the way out. It seems there were no Shemir Shabbos in the room. But my point is not that. My point is, I asked her if he meant it, would you have wanted it? And she said to me, I was hoping he meant it. He was the most popular boy in the class. She said that. I was hoping he meant it. 13, 14. She told me. As Mamashra Chazal said, I was hoping he meant it. I said, your parents are going to kill you. He said, yeah. She wasn't thinking about it at the time.
Did
she said to me, Lord, I was hoping he meant it. We tracked out the boy. The boy wasn't interested in giving a get. He's totally not from not from person. But my point is that we're not mevatel kedushin because of umdin of psaik. It's a psak in the Ramah, which means Ashkenazim follow it, and the Chuvas Maimini, which means Sfaradim follow it, and that's the halacha psuka. We'll get to kedushin of psaik later in Hilchas Kedushin. What's going to get to us today, we're not going with a heter of Derech Chayik. We're going with Shaila, assuming Derech Chayik is not a heter. Now, he meant to be Mekadish with a ring. He didn't know there's such thing as Kedusha Chuppah. He meant to be Ash with a ring. At the same exact time, he was he meant to be Mekadish. The question is if the Kedusha Bia works. So this is the Shaila. Now, as again to us, we are learn from this are sort of the halachas that come out of it. Today we're not learning kedusha derech sky. We're learning the things where Rabbi Kiva Eger mentions derech agav. He mentions one of his derech agav, this tshuva, is the idea of kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel by kedusha. If you do one kinyan, you mean it. And you're doing another Kenya, whether it works. So I'm quoting in part from the end of this. He has a long Tshuva Nun Hei and Tshuva Nun Vav. And the easiest thing is to try to quote near the end the kid, what he says, the kids. So he writes.
It's like Mitzvah Tonic.
What?
Is it like Mitzvah Tonic? You do a Kenya. I don't know.
It's
like Mitzvah Tonic. This one's going to work nowadays?
No. So I'll now explain. What's a Svara? Why should Kenyan Mayel? Why should Kenyan Mayel? Why should work? Let's not talk about Kedusha. Let's talk about somebody. He goes to do Chalipin. So he's going to do Chalipin. Someone gives him an apple. He says, in exchange for this apple, I'm kind of your house. Why doesn't that work? Apple for Chalipin? Pay relay out to Chalipin. You need to clean. Shalom Vishnala. So he gives an apple for Chalipin. It doesn't work. But let's say he needs him to keep the apple. If you give a handkerchief, you get it back. But he gave an apple for Khalid. It doesn't work. He said, but let it work with Teres Kesef. Let it work with Teres Kesef. You don't need to pay a down payment. It's also a Kenyan. It's worth a futa. So Rabbi Kivega holds it works. Why?
The
Gemara's Tass. For what?
For the transaction take place.
For the transaction. That the Rabbi Kivega is saying, it's Kali. What das do you need by a Kenyan? You need das for, like you say, the transaction take place, the result, or do you need the details of how it happens? Rabbi Kinegar is saying, the Chazal used the lashon das makna, das kaina. He says, you just have to have in mind for the result. If you're having in mind the result, that by giving this apple, I want to be kaina your house, or whatever it is, that's connected to kesef, that's called das. You only have das for the result. If you have to have das for the method, then it doesn't work. But Rabbi Kivega's psak, based upon the Muki Yosef, but also another Rishayim there, is that no, Kinyamal Kshemayel works. If you mean to do one Kinyan, and you're actually doing another Kinyan, that it works, that it does work. He writes to the Shayol, Mashakosim Alasai, the Rav that sent the Shayol, you say, Ein Svar Lechalik, Ben Ein Kabonas Eklau, the Shaul said, what's the difference? If he doesn't want to do it, or if he doesn't want to do it with this method? Maybe it's a big difference.
In the case of the
Yosemite
Flap,
she
was willing, and he was willing.
Well, the only way out was that there were no kosher eidim in the room. There were no kosher aid, and we actually called one of the principals who went back to the class, and Lamai said, Lafid of Arel, you know, she has a peshaw, so you don't say anything. Lafid of Arel, the people in the room, none of them were. The Sister Rabbi Kivega suffered. Now, Rabbi Kivega himself is title of this in a riff, the beginning of Kedusha. The riff, of course, Yerushalmi. Listen to this. very geschmack. Kiddushe shtar. You could do kiddushin by giving money, you could do by giving a shtar. Does the shtar have to be worth the pruta? By a chasna, she forgot the ring. I take out a tissue and I write on it the hariyat, the whole nusach. You don't need klaf, not for kiddushin. And the tissue, it wasn't worth the pruta before. Now with the scribble on it, it's certainly not worth the pruta. Does the shtar have to be worth the pruta? The Rif says the shtar doesn't have to be worth the pruta, because if it's worth the pruta, it's kesef anyway. Because of Yerushalmi, it's kesef anyhow. So it must be that it doesn't have to be worth the pruta. The Ran says, why does the Rif only brings halachas? Why is he bringing the reason? It brings the reason, the nafkamina. If nowadays, says the Ran, you have a woman, a man is mekadesh a woman with a shtar. They have a mekadesh with a shtar. And then they find that the shtar, the names are wrong. It's a puzzle of shtar. The Ran says, you'll be mekadesh, according to the Rif, you'll be mekadesh with the teres kesef, if the paper's worth the proof.
Say, yeah.
What? Oh. So it's an amazing thing. Even though he said bishtar zu, it's still going to be a Kenyan kesef. And the Ran says, that's right.
Does it work for the woman also? It seems that it only works for the man. Mm-hmm.
Very good. You see, remembering, this is what the Ran says, the Kabbalah Sarif. The Ran himself, afterwards, says Tzarechi, and if the Bavli agrees, and because there's a Bavli that says Daita Achaspa, that as long as she has Das on the paper. So Tzarechi, and if he agrees, Rabbi Kiveger is mitzadid, like you say, that buy a kenyan for a house, who cares? I want to be kind of a house. You give me a chalipin, you give me a chura pen, or you give me a handkerchief. I don't know, who wants handkerchiefs today, you know? The only person giving handkerchiefs today are the elderly. I'm not considering myself elderly. The are before me, Rabbanim. You know, nobody has handkerchiefs, you don't want the handkerchief. It doesn't matter. You want to do the kenyan. But he says, by Kiddushe Kesef, a woman gets insulted. In the Kaddish, a woman, you go under the chuppah, you tell, look, I know everyone's a Kaddish with a gold ring. It's expensive. I got myself this plastic ring. It's worth a pruta. I bought it in my Cracker Jacks, you know, like, I got this plastic ring. It's worth a pruta. So Bikini said, a woman's going to be insulted. She's not going to want to get married with a pruta. So Bikini Eger is mitzadeh, even though he has Kinyan Mag Shan Mayel, works by Chashim Mishpat, by house, but he says by Kiddushe Kesef, he mitzadid it doesn't work, because the Gemara says by the paper Daita Chaspa, only if it's like Daita Chas, which is not in the paper, but not. But Rabbi Kiveg is not Sevech on that alone.
But there's Chashivas in the marriage. She's very happy to marry this person because he's a Chashim person. She doesn't really care about how much about the Kesef or something.
If he's an Adam Chashev, yeah. Apparently in this tshuva he was not an Adam Chashev.
I think there's a shita that a woman has to cut herself with a chalif before she considers it a bizarre.
It's not a shita, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says since chalipin are less than a pruta, so loydichal, I give him an aleph. It's Tosis used the lasha, it's a bizarre.
So a dalav also one more question that is not.
If she agrees to the dalabal, it would work. The question is, if she agrees to kedusha shtar, but she agrees to one thing, whether the other thing would work. But when she agrees to a plastic ring, it works. We're just saying, if dice is for one thing. Now, Rabbi Kiveg comes with another svar.
The Rif is where?
On the Mishnah, on Beis Hamid Aleph in Kiddush. It's not the Mishnah, it's the first line of the Gemara.
Read it to take your ring and ask the woman for the gold color. You mustn't have been catch for this.
We asked Aidan, is it worth a pruta?
Yeah, Aidan,
she should hear. She's supposed to hear. The reason we asked Aidan, is it worth a pruta, is the woman should hear, even if it's only a pruta, she's still miskadeshes. She may think it's gold, and it might be silver, and it might be iron. And so that's the reason we do it. Rebelski always had a taina that they yes to Adam on the side and the woman doesn't hear. I was a condition of Rebelski. He said, Kala, listen. Then he turned to Adam, is it worth a pruta? I don't know if Shechap was going on exactly, but he said, Kala, listen. And he said to the end, is it worth a pruta? Right. Kiveg has a different cheshvan. He says, Mitzad kinyan chuppah yesh oid tzad lahakol. And he goes back to the Pesach Tshuva. Kiman de pnuyas nidon kula nidais ein. Says today the pnuyas are nidais. La Rambam chuppas nidal, I have a chuppah klal. Rambam holds, you need a yichra rei labia. In Cain, have a svek sveka de Rambasa. Now have a svek sveka in the paiskin, two svekas in Allah. Safik chuppah ein akaina. If we pass that grafona is one suffix. Suffix chuppas nidol, I have a kinyan. So he says it's a svek sveka. There's a very handy thing because today they're all nidos. He says one suffix if chuppah works, and one suffix even if chuppah works a kedushin, the Rambam you need to yichra rei labia.
I mean, in this case
case,
but not in your case. That was not
Kedushin. Yeah, my case was Kedushin. Yeah, he's going only on case of Chuppah.
On the case of this,
right? In Kedushin, you don't have a sex fake, because it's not a suffix. So he's going in that case, he says. Then he adds, Gam, Yesh Umdin, the Mukhakut Tzchaik, after Le Samchinan, Mukhshum Chumredesh Shish, we don't rely on Umdin of Tzchaik, Chumredesh Shish. But Chamokav, he says, once I have a sex fake, we could stick in this as a Tziruf, as a tziruf to the package. After, now it sounds like a very solid grounds to be makel, he ends up b'hanochsi u'basalka. With this I started, and with the following I end. Vaday, ileka dechak igun, daiti latzricha get. With all these cheshbainis, says if it's not shash igun that he refuses to give, she should get a get. After Harba Tshuva's Kasvu, the Mokim the Ein Tzarech Get, in Roy LaHachmel LaPaisel Bakuna. We don't stand give Gittin if she doesn't need Mikra Adin. Sell him a head to borrow. Leimin in the Ding Dan. They had to buy. They come and you say this, Mishul Love is Yachad. Then we put together a bunch of Tzirufim. Imagine, but Kibeg is, he doesn't want then he adds, "Damein roi lochus aleh." We should never chmanas on her. He asked my garmalah came to Masel. Maisi tattoo and kaila. She got herself into the trouble. The chol devarai, my whole tzad to be mekel, rat b'makim igav v'dechak, only in a place where mechayshish that she won't be able to get married. And even after all of that, he ends up. That b'zeh nasasi nasati b'davar loy lachra l'maisa rakim yitzamatirin layem nali esnifi mohem. If the other rabbanim are matir, I'll count with them as a meikel. You see the chaimer of kedushin deretz chayik that it doesn't want to be meikel, and you see how vaidis chashish for Rav Huna. Like if Rav Huna is just like a vaitach shash, so once you have tzirufim, you would think that to be meikel. Rabbi Kivega, with all the tzedah they had that it sounded good to us, with all this, he says, if it's not igun, do it get anyway. And then he says, if you didn't b'makam igun, if you get other rabbanon to be meikel, I'll be mitzdarif with them.
Again, we have a problem here. If you want to get married to a kohen,
right? Even though it's going to cause an avilah meikel. Like Zal Kopanim, this is the Rabbi Kivega. We learned the Asuri of Kinyan Mayim Shena Mayil at least a little bit, and we learned the Supa Suga of Chuppah Kain. Now I do want to tell you that the whole.
If you're using Chuppah as a Kinyan, is a Nidah would help?
So it helps according to. We had your five sheep. According to Rambam, won't help. You need Yichra Rei Labia. You need Yichra Rei Labia. It's not Rei Labia. But
the other sheep would hold it helps?
What?
Other
the other four Rishonim it helps. No. Now, I want to tell you that Rav Huna's Kavachaymer is problematic in a major way. In Yeshiva, we try to figure it out. Yeah, what was Rav Huna's Kavachaymer? Kedushin is Maschil, and the Suin is Gaimer, Chuppah is Gaimer. So we say, Mada Kedushin. It can't be Gaimer, and it could be Maschil. It's a chuppah which could be gaimer, certainly nastal, sounds like a good kavanah. So I asked the boys in my class the following question. It's a ridiculous question, but you have to put your finger on why. And the following question. I tell them the following. Madoch, you're allowed to spend your money, but you're not allowed to spend my money. So I'm allowed to spend my money. I'm certainly allowed to spend your money. Tell me what's wrong with the Kal v'Chomer. Okay, again, you're not allowed to spend my money. You're allowed to spend your money. You're not allowed to spend my money. So I'm allowed to spend my money. So I'm certainly allowed to spend your money. What's wrong with the Kal v'Chomer? Tell me what's wrong with it. So there are two possible answers. One is he can make the same Kal v'Chomer. He can make the same Kal v'Chomer right back. And the other is, really, the Gemara says, he understands. The reason you can spend your money is it's yours. The reason I spend money is mine. Why don't I tell you this? Madoch on Sukkot, where you're allowed to eat chametz, but you have to eat in the Sukkah. So Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz, you certainly have to sit in the Sukkah. Now this Kal v'Chomer they bring from a Braisa. It sounds like the same problem. Right? The Rechaim HaKadosh, Shepashis Emor, brings this Kal v'Chomer, B'Shem HaBrais. The Madoch Sukkis, we are not to eat chametz, but you're not to eat outside the Sukkah. On Pesach, we not eat chametz, so you have to eat in the Sukkah. So the answer is, he understands this. Sukkis is Sukkis, and Pesach is Pesach. Or in the same thing, you can make the Kal v'Chomer the other way around. Right? It's the same thing with Rav Huna. I can make Rav Huna's Kal v'Chomer the other way around. Rav Huna is saying, Madoch, Kedushin can't be Geimer. Could be Maschel. Chuppah could be Geimer. It certainly could be Maschel. Do it the other way around. Say, Madoch Chuppah is Geimer. And it can't be Maschel. Tekesef, which is Maschel, could certainly be Geimer. You can say it the other way around. And same here in the Senes. One is Kedushin, one is Nesuin. It's a problem, as funny as the Kasha is, but it's a problem with Rav Huna. It's a major issue. The Marsha, Tech Tavar of Antaisis there, mentions that the Kal v'Chomer really makes no sense. What the Marsha says, what?
More sunny ground than you think.
I can't hear
more sunny ground than you think.
Yeah, it must be, but tell me why. Why can't I say the Kal v'Chomer the other way around?
Because, you know, he says, if the
Why can't I say if chuppah can't start but it could complete, kedusha should certainly be able to complete?
Mashah says
that it's a svarach hitzayna that finishing is more than starting. And I don't really see it because starting makes her nishas ish, and finishing doesn't change her erva status. But he says it's svarach hitzayna that finishing is always more than starting. And meila the Kal v'Chomer makes sense. But the etzem Kal v'Chomer is really, it's a problematic Kal v'Chomer.
You can't say second chuppah, even if it starts, you don't need a
second chuppah. So Mashah says it's a svar, mayom mehachob echob, but the Sharmila says that you need to. Okay, I'll compone him. What? So Gemara says, the Gemara yes, and Rav Huna, chuppah is only gaimer after kedushin. You can be maskal without kedushin. So, but the Kvetch Rav Huna, the Kal v'Chomer works anyway. Ein Oyd Shin Min Adin is only when the Oydish is learned from the Din. Not when the method. In other words, the Gemara says if a half sister is the Erva certainly a full sister? The Gemara says Ein Oyd Shin Min Adin. It means because Ein Oyd Shin Min Adin. No, yeah, you're right. The Isser. I guess the Lav we don't learn that from the Kal v'Chomer. I'm not sure. Even if Ein Oyd Shin, she's still an Eishesish without an Einish. You know, like even if you'll be right, she'll be an Eishesish without an Einish. Right? If you say half sister Kal v'Chomer, full sister Ein Oyd Shin Min Adin. So you don't give it either. She's still going to be aser, right? So I, there must be something wrong. And Masirin just means Einish. Right? Because Ein Hashem became Masirin. You need two Isurim. You need Ein Hashem became Masirin. So the.
This is.
No, this is who you learn from Allah. I just say. Okay, anyway, this is the tumult over whether chup is kaina or is not kaina. And. Okay. Let's see Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel is an easy Siv. Mishin is Kacha, Nashav is Keshas Ish. It should have started this way. When you have to Kedusha with Eshas Ish, L'chayev Abba Alea, Mitzricha Get Lahatira L'shuk. What's the Makar? Gro Yud Beis, that's very interesting. Makar. See Gro Yud Beis? Second wide line. Mishin is Kacha, Mefurish B'taira. That's his maramokim. Mefurish b'tayra yud gimel that she needs to get his maramokim is mefurish gamke b'tayra. A pretty good makar though. I've never seen a crowd like that.
Who says even worse?
Inoinche. Inoinche could be worse. Yeah, nachinam. Nara moras. Now kapadim that's siv gimel, which we all know siv dalit. Again, you would think it should start this way. Ha'ishim is kadeshes v'shloisha drachim, b'kesef v'shtarei v'biya min ha'tayra. Avachachamim osru l'kadesh v'biya mishum pritzus. Chazal said it's not a theistic thing to do kedusha with two witnesses with biya, and therefore we don't practice kedusha biya, although b'diavad it's chal mishum pritzus. V'im avar v'kiddush v'biya. We give it Oynish, we go over the Drabanan. But she's married. And a second thing. Even if you're Makadish a woman with Kesav and Shtar, if there's no Shidach, Shilz doesn't mean a Shatchin. It doesn't mean a Shatchin. It means they're doing it impulsively. There was no plan beforehand to get married. Just right now they met. And they decided for kedushin, like the girl in Yeshiva Flatbush. There's no shidduchin beforehand. There was no thought ahead of time. So minatayr it's a kedushin, but we don't want that because it's going to end up. But you can understand, it ends up in problem. So that's also aser b'lei shidduchi, and hashkedush b'shuk makreis ma'arzim v'kedushes. You can't show in a public place, not in a with no formality at all. So she's mekudeshes, but not v'yeshayimim. Ein makin mekiddush because of bishtar filu bishok b'lei shiduchi larisi misha hiku misha kiddush b'lei shiduchin. So we don't practice to beat up people for whatever reason. I don't know if it's better or worse, but that's our hanhag. Fascinating hamakna brought here in the Pesachei Tshuva. The question is. In Hey, Pesachei Tshuva Hey, Kasev the Sefer Abak, the Kodesh Rachin, the Chayru Kashal Didan, the Kaimelam Bia Arus Eris and Isa, Bloise Oser. There's a halacha that Kala Bloi Bracha Asur Labaila Kanida. That's the Lashon. There's no such Gemara. It's a Braisa. Tysus quotes it in the first parak in Ksubis. That Kala Bloi Bracha Asur Labaila. So, turns out you're not allowed to be Mekadish Babia, you can't be Mekadish Babia anyway. Mm-hmm. B'loi Bracha doesn't mean Bracha, it means B'loi Chuppa. Kala B'loi Bracha means Kala B'loi Chuppa, Su'la B'ayla Kanita. So she's awesome. So the Kasha that Abakne asks is that why do Rav have to give my Rav Mangir Amand the Mekadish Babia? Rav, he beat up people, Mekadish Babia. It's also anyway, Kala B'loi Bracha, which means B'loi Chuppa, is Asura anyway.
She needs
a chuppah. Every Arusa is Asura. Right. That's right. That's the Kasha. So if an Arusa is, so how can you Mekadish a woman with Bia? You're making her an Arusa.
That was Arusa.
Yeah, but the Arusa itself is Asura. And without chuppah, you're not allowed to be by a woman. Even if she's not Rusi, you can't be one. What? Yeah, I understand, but the fact, your man meets a woman, he wants to say, Kaddish Shavu Biyah. But you can't be kasha bia. The rabbanon asid without chuppah, you're never allowed to be boil a woman. You only can't be boil after the first bia. That's a chiddush. One of Hamakdis terutzim is what you say. They said deros nus. You're not allowed to do. But there are kedushin. That's one of the Hamakdis
terutzim. And the next one has to be.
And next one you need chuppah. So then the first one is good. Now look what he says after. It says beferish in the Torah. What do you have in your
Kuf?
In a forest test, Kuf Yud Zayin, but the other, the updated ones, I think it's supposed to be Kuf Tes Zayin. Anyway, that's called the Taz HaYadua. Rav Dov Cohen has a book, a sefer, a Taz HaYadua. And it's funny, I just had it in Yeshiva, in Kedushin. I'm very excited to tell him about this. If the Taz HaYadua, Taz says the Rabbana can't ask for something that's mafurish in the Torah, Lakula. For example, there's Issid Rabbanan to do business with Macholes Asurais. Yeah, by Chelev, it says, Oy Macher Lenachri. It says in the Torah, what do you do with the Chelev? It's either you give it to a Ger or Macher Lenachri. So it says, Chutz V'Chelev. In the Shulah, it says, you now sell any Macholes Asurais. Chutz V'Chelev. What's Chutz V'Chelev? It's a Hetam Mefurish Bekra. The Torah says, Beferish, that something is Mutter. Chachamim can't come along and ask a Dav HaMeforesh B'kra. So the Taz says in three places, he says it by Mila, the Kasha, why didn't they ask a Mila B'Shabbos? He might carry the baby of the night, Dalet Amis, Pshazaramim. So he says that it's Meforesh B'kra, what does he mean Meforesh B'kra? There's an extra pasuk of
Yamashmini
is an extra pasuk that Philip Bishabis. So it's an extra pasuk just for that. That's like a Israel Meforesh B'kra, and the Chazal can't ask. So he says Ubaleha is a Meforesh pasuk Yikafish Isha. Baleha says Meforesh pasuk. So Rabbanan, it's funny, they asked L'chadchila, but they couldn't say it's not a Kiddush. So Dav Meforesh B'kra, they can't say it's not a Kiddush. And one kasha that I like to ask on this is how Chazal asid pasakum. It's the first of the pasuk of the parish like kidmu eschem belechem ubamayim. It says that mayav is asked the glazo so kidmu eschem belechem ubamayim. It's the first of the pasuk. The bread of the mayavi is put to a yid. It's the first of the pasuk. Because you now I marry them, it's like kidmu eschem. They didn't come to you with lechem ubamayim. So they're saying the lechem ubamayim. What? Yeah, but the whole point is the gzeira b'chol sachuris, it might come to you if you do business. Yet, if the Torah says this, the Rabbanan don't ask it. So how over here the Rabbanan? What? Right, so Schairis, Archaka against you might come to eat Machalas Asuras. We say this before Shakra, you can't make Archakas again. So over here also you shouldn't be able to make Archakas. Every before Shakra is before the Zaira. Everyone. The Taz says this before Shakra the head, so you can't come later and make the Zaira. They say. They left the head to a Paspalter. Okay. Could be?
Maybe that was
Pascal. Oh, maybe that was Pascal. One of the boys of Ashia said, Lechem is not only bread. Lechem is really a word for all food. So Lechem Omaim doesn't mean after bread, it means food. Okay, so, alright, there's still the Pesach Shuva, another Pesach Shuva here, which I guess we'll finish up next week.